Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Into the folk, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope, ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Before I have to pull the scrap off the cut,
give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble, cause ain't nothing but a G-bang, baby. Too loped out G, so we crazy.
I'm gonna talk to Anthony Chang here, heat reporter for the Miami Herald. He's made in Dade, Crowder. You know he's my Kendall brethren.
Oh my goodness. Here y'all go. Y'all about to have a love fest on me?
We're definitely going to have a love fest because we're talking heat. We're talking heat. Anthony Chang, he's a Miami Heat reporter for the Miami Herald. We'll go out now to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Anthony Chang, what's up, man? How's it going?
Nothing much, man. Busy times. It was a very quick off season. We're back to work here. How are you guys?
Yeah, I'm sure you're drinking a lot of cafecito today. You got to stay up late tonight because anything can happen tonight, right, Anthony? Like, there hasn't been much movement yet, but the Heat picked 20th, and there could be late trades late in the night.
Yeah, I mean, the Heat have a lot of options they could turn to. You know, this draft, while there's some questions at the top about, you know, the prospects going, it's projected to go in the top three, top five, there's a lot of depth in this draft. There's you can get a quality rotation player in the 20s, which is where the Heat is. So if the Heat stay at 20, you know, they'll have a chance to get a rotation player, a guy who could make an impact, you know, maybe not immediately, but maybe at some point this season. But they could also trade down to acquire a future pick and add, you know, a pick to their stockpile because they don't have money moving forward. And even if they stay at 20, you know, you could also buy a second-round pick, which, you know, depth is important this year with COVID and, you know, guys expected to test positive at some point. You're gonna need guys that are able to play. So if they can find a guy they like in the second round, that's also an option. So there's a lot of things that could happen tonight. Right now, there's still 20, obviously, and we'll see what happens.
And Anthony, tonight, if they don't do anything like you're saying, if they were to trade down or acquire more picks late or whatever that is that an indication that they're going to run it back? Like if they don't make any big moves tonight, are there other opportunities to add other pieces and not just have the same exact roster that we had last year, which me and Solano were talking about? I don't know if that's going to do it in the East with what these teams in the East are doing.
Yeah, you know, it's the NBA, so you can never predict. Like, there could be a star that we don't even see right now all of a sudden in a week ask for a trade, just like the James Harden, you know, Russell Westbrook news that popped up in the last few days. So you never know. But look, I think right now things are trending in the direction of most of this team coming back. I really believe that, you know, there's a lot of optimism that Goran will, you know, re-sign with the Heat and be back. I know the Heat are gonna try to bring back Jay Crowder as well. You know, and if they bring back those two, you know, you're pretty much, as far as salary cap, you're getting close there. They'll still have the exception to make an addition. You know, they can improve marginally by adding a name like you know, Danilo, who's, you know, his name has been out there with the exception, if he takes that, you know, which remains to be seen. You know, Paul Millsap, guys like that, and through the draft. I mean, if they get a guy they like at 20. That can make an impact, that's another addition. So there'll be some new faces, I think, but to me, you know, unless something unexpected comes up here, I think things are trending in the direction of most likely most of this team or most of the rotation being back this season.
Anthony, you mentioned Goran Dragic. I know we expect the Heat and Goran to get a deal done, even if it's just a one-year deal for a higher salary. And I know Goran recently said he's pretty much 100% healed from his plantar fascia injury. But do you think there's an incentive tonight for the Heat to go out and look for a point guard specifically? I know Trey Jones has been linked to them from Duke. Do you think that there is like an incentive to go out and find a young point guard just because we understand Goran's time here may be limited?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I don't think it would hurt to add some point guard depth. But look, next season the Heat are going to be starting. I would think they're going to start Tyler Hero, and Goran will be off the bench. So in that lineup, when you have Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and Jimmy Butler, your point guard is either Jimmy Butler or Tyler Hero. So, with Tyler and what they think he can become, I don't know if that's a number one priority, adding a guard in the first round. Obviously, if there's a really good one who slips to you, you pick that. But I think the priority, the need right now is adding size, especially with the uncertainty of what's going to happen with Myers Leonard. And you saw even in the finals, I think the Heat could have used more size in that series against the Lakers. If they can find a big man they like at 20, or if they trade down at, hypothetically 28 or early in the second round, if they can find a big man they like that can contribute this year and they think can develop into something more than what he is right now, I think that would be still more of a need than maybe adding a guard in the first round.
And Anthony, I know Solana's your boy and all, but his whole thing with running it back is that Bam's getting better, Jimmy's getting better, Tyler's getting better, Duncan's getting better, Nunn's getting better, everybody's getting better. Anthony, who really can get that much better? Like, who has the highest ceiling right now where they'll be a different player in the 2021 season?
I think the two guys you look at are, I mean, it's kind of an easy answer, but Bam and Tyler, right? Because of the two youngest, not youngest, but two of the younger pieces who have the most potential. Look at the jump Bam made from his second to third year. I mean, he was a guy who was not even a full-time starter, and then last year he was an all-star and one of the best big men in the NBA. Tyler Hero, look at the jump he made from before the season was suspended to the playoffs. He improved, a lot. So you have to hope, I know the short offseason, that those two guys will be better. And look, I know running it back, some fans will say, oh, that's, they need to do more than that. But the plan has always been 2021. And that's the thing, like 2021 has been kind of the year that's been circled as far as the Heat making a big move. And I think this year is about, you want to improve and the Heat are going to try to improve, but you don't want to sacrifice future flexibility that will prevent you from executing on your plan next year. Now, if something comes up and like a name like Bradley Beal all of a sudden is available on the trade market, then that changes things. But unless a big name like that is available, I don't see the Heat, sacrificing 2021 to make become marginally better. I think 2021 is still the target year.
And I love Bam Adebayo. Anthony, when do they have to pay him? When should not have to pay him? I don't want to wait till the last second. When should the Heat pay Bam? When should the Heat give Bam that big money?
He's eligible for an extension this year. I think obviously he would prefer to get that extension. The Heat could say, look, wait a year, and he'll be a restricted free agent next offseason. And I'm sure that he would give him a max or something close to the max, probably the max contract next summer. So it's either going to be this offseason if the Heat give him that extension, or next year when he's a restricted free agent and the Heat can match outside offers. And, Bam is going to get his, that's for sure. I mean, he's one of the brightest young stars in the league.
Yeah, no, he better get his. I think he fans would be upset if Bam doesn't get his and he chooses to walk somewhere else to get his. We're talking to Anthony Chang, Miami Heat reporter for the Miami Herald. So, Anthony, you mentioned 2021 away from tonight's NBA draft. And I understand tonight can have huge implications moving forward for the Heat as well and how they position themselves moving forward. But obviously the big news in the NBA this week so far was the Milwaukee Bucks. They have the guy that we prize as a as the number one option for 2021 in Giannis Antetokounmpo. They add Drew Holiday and Bogdan Bogdanovic. Do you think that's enough for, one, this Milwaukee team to really take that next step as a true championship contender and not just champions of the regular season? And B, should Heat fans be concerned? Because you go on Twitter right now, everybody's losing it, right? Everybody's lost their guts. But should Heat fans really be that concerned with a Drew Holiday and Bogdanovic addition in Milwaukee?
First, I think the Bucks are better, obviously. I mean, Drew Holiday is a really good player, and they're a better team. Are they clear-cut favorites to come out of the East or win the championship? I wouldn't say that, especially if Brooklyn gets James Harden. Say what you will about that trio and maybe, you know, questioning how it will work. I still think if they get James Harden, they'll probably be the favorites in the East. As far as Giannis, you know, look, it's all about if he's going to sign that Supermax. And, you know, there's been rumblings. I saw Mark Stein tweet a few days ago that there's kind of been talk about maybe Milwaukee is thinking he might sign it, and there's some hope that he will before the season, which, you know, for the Heat, that would kind of change the plan a little bit if he's off the table next offseason. But until he does that, I think you have to stay the course. And, you know, we'll see in the next few weeks if this trade was enough. I mean, Milwaukee gave up a lot. They gave up 3 first-round picks, I think 2 pick swaps. That is a lot to give up. So you would think that they would know that this trade maybe might seal Giannis's commitment. But until he signs that Supermax, I think, you know, for the Heat, they have to stay the course and kind of move forward thinking that he's still an option next year.
Yeah, and I know you and Barry Jackson wrote in the Herald today that the Heat have a clear-cut second option behind Giannis Antetokounmpo. I don't think it comes to any surprise that it's Bradley Beal. Yesterday, the GM in Washington told DC reporters that Bradley Beal's not going anywhere. I know those are just, you know, it's just him talking. Anything can happen, especially if Bradley Beal wants out. But I think the best route there, if the Heat were going to pursue that, right, if Giannis signs the Supermax and now your next best option is Bradley Beal, it probably would have to be if Washington is not doing well and he's disgruntled at around the trade deadline time, right? Like that appears to be the best route for Miami if that becomes their priority, getting Bradley Beal to come to Miami.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. I think it's obviously, when you see Tommy Shepard, he's repeatedly said, the Wizards GM, that Bradley Beal is not available. They're not trading him. It's going to take Bradley Beal saying, look, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to win. This is not doing it for me. I want to change the scenery. These are the teams I want to go to. I think that's kind of what it's going to take for that type of deal to get done for the Heat. Until Bradley Beal does that, you know, it's just talk. I know, you know, it's not a secret, like you said, that the Heat are interested in Bradley Beal. They like him. I'm sure most of the team, like most of the league, likes Bradley Beal. He's a very good player. But, you know, the Heat remain interested. And, you know, when he's available, when he becomes available, if he becomes available, you know, Miami would be one of those teams that I'm sure will be mentioned as a possible destination. And, you know, he is a good fit. Like, you think about him with this combination of Bam, Jimmy, and Hero, like with Bradley Beal shooting, it seems to fit well. So, you know, we'll have to stay tuned to see if anything happens there over the next few months.
And Anthony, more general NBA, because like you said, you hit on it earlier where this was a short, what was it, 2-month offseason with the last game, what was it, on October 11th or something, and now we're talking about playing game one of the next season. So, yes, this is a quick offseason. They're doing it for money. Everything I've read, Anthony, every time, you know, I watch ESPN, it's they can make $1 billion if they start it when they're starting it over if they started in 2021. Is it safe for the players? Like, is it anything wrong with the NBA approach? Well, I know this is a business now, Anthony, but is there, you see any problem with the NBA approach of giving the Lakers and Heat a little bit over 2 months off until they have to jump right back into the next season?
It's a good point, Crowder. I read something interesting, actually, that there were some medical people who were more concerned about the teams that have not played in a real game since March. It's been 9 months. And injuries to those players just because they haven't been in game action for such a long time. I thought that was interesting because there's two really extremes here. It's the Lakers and the Heat and the other teams that went deep into the playoffs that just finished playing and have a couple months off. But then there are teams that haven't played in the game since March 11, which is, it's how much has happened since March 11. That feels like it's 3 years ago. So there's two extremes here. So, I mean, it is, I think the preference for most players, most people in the league would be to start the season a little later, to have more time, a longer offseason, to not have this so condensed. You know, that you have the draft today, you have free agency Friday, you have camp starting like a week after free agency. It's going to be a crazy couple weeks, but, you know, for the long-term health of the league, you know, I think all parties involved kind of realize this is, we have to kind of do this. Like, there's no, if it's possible, we have to do it. And I think that's why the decision was made. And like you said, I think money, you know, obviously was a big part of it. And money is important, as everybody knows. So, you know, I think that was the reason, you know, say what you want, but money talks.
Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. Yeah, and for the long-term benefit of the league. But what about this season, Anthony? I know, really quickly here before we let you go, I know the NBA released not the schedule, but kind of the format of how things are going to play out this season. Really quickly, just based off, I'm sure, you know, you've read through it and I know you wrote about it in the Herald. Can you kind of explain how it'll impact the Heat this season? How, I know they're going to play West Coast teams once on the road and at home, but the division games, there's two, depending on where you seed it or something like that. Can you really explain quickly how it'll impact the Heat this season, who they'll be playing?
Yeah, so the one thing, I mean, you kind of mentioned it real quick, but the one thing I was surprised at is that each team is going to play two basically interconference games. So, like, the Heat are still going to play every Western Conference team once in the road. That's a lot of travel. I thought the NBA was going to try to limit travel by limiting those games, but they're not. So that's one thing that's really stuck out. And then basically the Heat are facing every Eastern Conference team three times. So, you know, it's one fewer game. Usually you play four games against each Eastern Conference opponent. You're playing three this year. So that's how they kind of cut down the schedule. But really the one thing that stuck out, I think, you know, a few people were surprised by this, is the West Coast trips are going to be a thing again next year for the Heat and for the other way around too. I mean, the Lakers are going to be traveling to the East Coast to play all those games as well. So, you know, travel is going to be interesting to see how that unfolds, just because, you know, you see the COVID spike that we're going through right now. What are things going to look like in December and January? We don't know. And these guys are going to be doing a good amount of travel. So, you know, the season, just like all other sports seasons, it's going to be impacted. And there's guys, unfortunately, that are probably going to test positive. And you know, there might be games that are postponed. And because of that, the schedule will be released in two segments. So we'll only get the first half of the schedule in a few weeks.
He's Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. Follow him on Twitter at Anthony_Chang. Thank you very much. We appreciate it, Anthony. And hopefully we get some action tonight. At least on my end, I'm hoping for some action tonight, Anthony. I want to see the Heat do something.
Yeah, I have a feeling there might be something. Well, we'll see. Stay tuned. It'll be a fun couple days.
tweet out the eye emojis just to stir things up. You're verified, so people will eat it up. Just tweet it out at around 7:30. Just tweet out the eye emojis.
That will turn into an aggregated story. Just the eye emojis. Yeah. That will turn into a story.
Thank you, Anthony. We appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
That's Anthony Chang there of the Miami Herald. I'm telling you, Crowder, any verified account on Twitter that's somewhat associated with the NBA, they just tweet out the eye emojis, and it's like Twitter burns down. Heat Twitter burns down with anticipation of something happening. Heat Twitter's the best, especially around moments like this, like when free agency opens, the draft. Like, everybody's expecting tomorrow for Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bradley Beal to both be on the Heat. Like, they expect Pat Riley to just move mountains. It's incredible, truly incredible.
You know what? And you're part of the problem talking about, I want action. What does that even mean?
Just give me something. Come on, Riley. Just give me a little something. I mean, just a little.
You're the problem.
Thanks again to Anthony Chang there of the Miami Herald. A lot more to get to next on Hawk and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Kendall wasn't built in one day, Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.